Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
SB on the phone from his home. WRP. The one and only Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast joins us every Friday at 3. This Elliot Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, looking forward to see you in New Orleans, buddy.
Can't wait, can't wait. It's crazy we're already leaving. I feel like this week has flown by, but very excited to get down there.
Yeah. Now, can we task you with making dinner reservations for all of us? We put that on your plate.
Look, I think getting all of us in the same spot at the same time sounds like an impossible task, but I would love to be the one to pick the restaurant. I enjoy a nice, fine restaurant, nice drinks, nice meals. Like, is Jack going to be okay with that? Like, am I going
to? Yeah, we told him to bring a collared shirt. He did ask what a collared shirt was.
I don't know what a collared shirt is.
No sandals, shorts. Like,
they're Birkenstocks.
I'm making the reservation. It's going to be somewhere nice.
I would love for somebody
I'm
just
hanging
be,
with E.
Yeah, I just would love
as long
for
as there's a crisp IPA there.
You can get an IPA anywhere, Jack. It's 2025. There will be a crisp IPA.
And Miller Lite.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, if you tell me to show up somewhere at a certain place at a certain time,
I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. I'll start looking for Sunday night. I'll make it a nice one for all of us.
All right. Sounds good. So, Elliot, just any new there's no public news, but any new thoughts on Brandon Graham, whether you think he's going to play or not?
Yeah. So I'm here at the NovaCare right now. Just left the practice field about 10 minutes ago. And to me, it looked like Brandon was doing more than he did yesterday. He was going through individual drills, and you know, you could really see him swinging that arm with the brace on it, like hard. Like he was really swinging it. He looked like normal Brandon Graham to me. So that was new. But also, I would say talking to him yesterday, like I asked him straight up, "If you play, will there be a snap count? Like, are you only out there for a few snaps?" And he said, "No. If I play, like I'm full go, ready to go." So that is a bit surprising. I mean, I would expect him to say that, so maybe that's not how the team feels about it. But if he can actually go for, like, I don't know, 25 snaps, I mean, that's a pretty big deal, because I think we'd always talked about him as more almost like a ceremonial active where he'll run out, maybe he plays a snap or two. But he seems to think he can play quite a bit if he's active.
I love BG. He hasn't played in almost 2 months. He's not going out there and playing a full game.
10 snaps?
Right. Yeah,
10,
snaps,
15.
Yeah. And quite frankly, he's not needed for that. The other guys have played so well. Like, you still want to have those guys out there as well.
Well, I was going to say, that's the interesting dynamic here, because they've gone to a three-man rotation. And I think we can all acknowledge probably part of the reason they did that is because they don't want to play Bryce Huff, right? So I think that they would ideally like to have more of a rotation there, keep guys fresher. But like with how well Nolan Smith is playing, how well Zach Sweat's playing, Jalix Hunt's probably the one you would take snaps from. I think he's played well, so I don't think he's deserved to have his snaps taken away. But at this point, I think Brandon is probably still a better pass rusher than Jalix is. And Jalix has been good against the run, but Brandon's good against the run too. So I agree. I don't think you'll see him play a large amount of snaps. But if the Eagles are confident that he could play, you know, 15 or 20.
That's what I was going to say.
If Bryce Huff is going to be the one that's inactive.
Yeah, I would. If you guarantee me 15 right now, I'd take it.
And Elliot, we're talking about Bryce Huff being inactive. Is there someone active for the game that never touches the field that they could deactivate and then keep Huff activated? Or not that I'm dying to have Bryce Huff activated, but he could go in there if you need him.
What are you talking about over there?
Well, no. If there happens to...
Even if we need him, he can't do anything for us.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's Paris Campbell you could potentially make inactive. And you know, the first thing is they have to get him on
the number three receiver.
Yeah.
So... someone's going to get cut. Like, that'll be the first thing. And I would guess at this point it's probably going to be Nick Gates. He was inactive last week. He's the fourth-string center. Even with Cam banged up last week, they still didn't dress him. So I would think Nick Gates would be the guy that gets cut. And then in terms of the inactive, you know, I think it'd be tough to make Bryce Huff inactive just on that stage for the number one least dollar amount free agent signing to be inactive. I don't know how he would feel about that, but he makes the most sense. Like, he doesn't play, and he plays Brandon's position. So we'll just see if they have it in him to do it.
And then anything new on Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Kenny Gainwell?
Yeah. So none of them were out there at practice today. They weren't out there yesterday. They weren't out there today. But I wouldn't be too worried about that. I think these practices are doing, obviously, hold some importance, but it's just doesn't strike me that these are, you know, everyone has to be out there practices. AJ wasn't out there. Devontae wasn't practicing. Saquon wasn't out there. So they're really giving, like, the main guys, I think, some time off here before they get to New Orleans. So next Wednesday when they practice for the first time at the Superdome, that'll be the chance to really see where Cam and Landon are at, and I would expect them both to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, hell, those practices will be lighter than these. That's why they're not practicing.
Because they're real practices.
Yeah, because the practices next week won't be intense or physical practices next week.
And I feel like this year, more than any other year, we know the body part that has the injury, but there's been a real lack of clarity as to what the injury is.
Mm-hmm.
For Landon or Cam, we don't know what the injury is, right? I mean, Landon Dickerson couldn't even walk on Sunday.
Yeah, so I saw Landon after the game, and he was walking fine, and he seemed good. Now, I think with most of these injuries, it's the next day you really wake up and you find out how bad it really is. So you're right, we don't have any details on what it is exactly. I think they're going to play. It's more a matter of can they play the whole game, and that's when the backups become an important part of this in terms of who they would go to. You know, it'd be Tyler Steen, they move guys around, so I'm sure they're spending time coming up with a lot of contingency plans in case one of those two players can't finish the game.
It does feel like there's a lot of confidence here in Philadelphia about this team. And we're going up against one of the all-time great teams. Not this particular version of it, even though they've only lost one game they tried to win this year. And we're all like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? What, for you, where is you typically always strike me as overconfident from an Eagles standpoint. Where are you right now?
I did say I could hit a home run, so you know that's not new for me.
Yes, but you could luck into a home run, I believe, is what you said. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, the Chiefs are the better team. Like, I think this Eagles team has earned the confidence of the fan base. It's not wrong to believe in the Eagles, but the Chiefs have won 17 of 18. They've won two straight Super Bowls. They have the better quarterback, the better head coach. They have the best defensive lineman in the game. They probably have the best corner in the game. They probably have the best safety. Like, the Chiefs are not this, like, fun story that's fumbled around.
They got the best corner in the game. Are you trying to are you poking me right now? What are you talking about right now?
Trent McDuffie has been awesome this year. He plays on the outside. He plays on the inside. He travels with the number one receiver. Like, Trent McDuffie.
I don't give a damn what he does. He ain't the best corner in football.
No, the best corner in the game.
Oh, in the game. Well, okay, when you said in the game, I'm thinking you're talking about in football. My bad, Elliot, my bad.
No, I could see why you think the game, There's only one game left.
That's true.
I guess the point I'm making is that the Chiefs are not just Mahomes and that's it. Like, they are an extremely good team. They have great coaching. So there's a reason.
But so do the Eagles. I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised that you believe the Chiefs have the better overall team.
So we did.
And you kind of said it like it wasn't. It's like this shouldn't even be a question.
Well, they've won two straight Super Bowls, and they only lost one game this year.
I don't care. And we only lost one game. We tried to win. I can make the argument the only game we lost, we lost Jalen in that Washington game, so that kind of doesn't count. The Tampa Bay doesn't count. The Falcon game is the only real game we lost.
I agree with that. There's a reason. The way I'd put it is, there's a reason the Chiefs are favorite, and there's a reason it's only a 1-point favorite. Like, the Eagles are the second best team in the NFL. The Chiefs are just the first best team. They did okay. not luck into a good matchup in the Super Bowl. So while I think the Eagles could definitely win it, for sure, like the Eagles are good enough to beat the Chiefs. I think to Spike's point about the overconfidence, like no one wants to spend 2 weeks feeling down about the game, but this is a very losable game. Like there is a very real chance the Eagles won't win this game because the Chiefs are that good. We saw it in 2022. Everyone said the Eagles have the best roster. 1 through 53, they have more players. And it just didn't matter. Like the Chiefs had Mahomes, they had Andy, they had Spagnuolo, yeah. And that matters a lot. So I think it's a close game, but I think you have to give the edge to the Chiefs as of right now.
So
no, I don't have to give the edge to the Chiefs as of right now.
You have to give the edge to the Chiefs.
I sitting in my car before I get on Radio Row.
Yeah.
Have to give the edge.
So before you go. There's been this long-standing debate between you and Ike about training camp practices, harder, longer. And there was this whole article with several quotes from several Eagles players about the practices being harder. You said they looked the same to you. I wonder if you had heard this. I want you to hear this. This is from Jordan Mailata.
I think this year, we've said it a couple times, it's a lot harder this year than the previous years. And I think that was, you know, with intent to grow us closer, you know. If we're all in misery, we're in misery together. So kind of that as well, just you know, knowing that and what I'm going through, the guy next to you is going through it too. So that's a you know special bond there already.
You ready to give it up now, Elliot?
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective by Jordan. It's you know, I'm excited to hear what he has to say about that.
Yeah.
I agree. Look, I have not said the practices were the same as last year. The practices were longer. They were a little bit harder. Where I'm fighting back on is this idea that they weren't working hard before, right?
So, they weren't working hard enough.
They're harder.
They worked hard enough in 2022. In 2022. Worked. Also, I know this is Jack's fingerprints all over it. This is Jimmy and Ike, but we know where this is coming from.
What are you talking about? It came from Jordan Mailata. That was not AI or something.
Nah. But look, yeah, they worked harder, but they worked hard enough in 2022. So I still think I'm right about that.
God bless you, man.
We love you.
God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. If I'm wrong, I'll say it, but I wasn't.
No, you won't.
I wasn't. I admitted they were a running team.
All right.
That was like pulling teeth.
It took 16 weeks.
All right. I admitted it. What do you want?
Okay. Go make our dinner reservations. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, for real. I mean, getting 7 of us to one table should be fun.
All right. Yes. All right.
Make sure it's all healthy stuff. You know, we're on a big diet kick on this show.
Nah, you're in New Orleans, buddy. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast every single day in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Elliot. See you later, buddy.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. We will get to your calls and an update from Buzz right after Mr. Surfside over here.
That's right, Birds fans. I'm bringing you the Game Day Essential Surfside Ice Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. Both absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. A great watch party starts with what's in the fridge, so stock it right. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ask for it at your local bars, liquor stores, and grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
So we sent Commissioner Buzz out into the streets of Philadelphia to get our thank you card for Joe Shane signed. We're going to deliver. It's a giant card with Saquon on the front. Did we post it? We posted it online?
I'm doing it now, yeah.
Okay. We're going to post a beautiful card with Saquon doing the backwards hurdle, and we're going to get hundreds of Philadelphians to sign it and then deliver it to Joe Shane. Commissioner Buzz is with us now. I believe he is at Union Transfer with the people waiting to get into the Jason Kelce late night show. Commissioner Buzz, are you there?
I am here, yeah. How are you guys doing?
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. Now, how's the signature hunting go? Remember, you're not allowed back without at least 300 signatures.
Yeah, made a nice little dent here at Union Transfer, as you can imagine, as expected. This crowd very eager to sign this thing. A number of them are big listeners to the show, said they heard the opening segment on their way here. So this crowd was very eager to do it. The only thing, and the rain's not really dampening their spirits. Now, it did dampen the integrity of the card just a little bit, but shout out to Tucker, did a great job with the umbrella, and we were able to, you know, sign the card for the most part under some overhangs. But that was really the only struggle. The pretty much the entirety of this crowd waiting to get in, to which it wrapped around the block, all very eager to sign this thing.
Buzz, let me just tell you this, man to man. If you ruin the friggin' card, I'm gonna.
This is the last outdoor stop.
Send you
this
to
is
Mars.
The last one. We're going to Reading Terminal. We're going to Chickies. All the rest indoors from here.
Okay, so where are you going after
there
this?
There is a steady rain coming down.
Well, he went out there. You brought a trash bag, right?
Maybe. We're in Tucker's car right now.
Did you not bring a trash bag?
We realized once we were on the elevator down. And
this is amateur hour.
Dude,
I mean, absolute amateur hour.
I told Lakin and Ava yesterday, make sure there's a trash bag. I told Ava, make sure there's a trash bag. She looks me right in the face. There's a trash bag. I tell friggin' Buzz, make sure there's a trash bag. I just ask him if there's, because it's friggin' raining. And the first thing I hear from this doofus is that the card is already ruined.
Not ruined. Just a little damp. A little damp.
Oh, you've got it. This is an issue. Damp?
Are the signatures running?
No, the signature's fine. You can tell the signatures. We filled up a nice side of the inside of the card. I mean, we're going to get to 300 easy today.
Are you counting?
Yeah, of course we're counting.
All right.
I swear to God, Buzz.
Yeah, this is bad.
I told the people in line, if I don't get a signature, I can't eat.
Spike Buzz, I'm going to make a skin trash bag out of your body to put that card in if you ruin that card.
The card's going to be fine.
All right. Okay. All right.
We're trying it off with the AC right now.
All right. So where are you going now?
So we're headed to Reading Terminal Market now.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So if you're headed
to some Amish wings over there, man.
If you are, yeah, you got
and
a large
selection. Keep Tucker out of the food lines. You know he's going to be eyeing up some pork sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. They tell him to and the big old gallon of milk or whatever that weirdo drinks. So all right. So if you're anywhere close, Buzz will be wandering around Reading Terminal Market with what used to be a thank you card for Joe Shane, and now is a sloppy mess, asking for your signature, and then we'll check in with you when you're at Reading Terminal Market. All right,
sounds good, guys. Look forward to it.
How many times did I say trash bag? How many times did I say trash bag?
Well, you expect anything less.
It is a Buzz production.
Yes.
You know,
I said trash bag. I could hear. All right. 215-592-9494.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. Everything works out for me.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Eagles. Yeah. No, but it does.
Yeah.
Everything does.
All right. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, are they the best Philadelphia team of all time? Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, listen. The level of disrespect that you guys show, the 2001 76ers.
Oh.
This is my
fire. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like,
that's not better than
this
team.
Well, they didn't win, Chuck.
They didn't win, and they lost in the finals 4-1, and from a talent standpoint, they're not even close to the 83 Sixers or this team or the 80 Phillies. No disrespect. But
not even the 0-4 Eagles.
This team, they were tough. They played great defense. They had an MVP on this team, which is arguably one of the greatest players that ever played basketball on that team. They had a defensive player of the year on that team. They had a sixth man on that team. They had a coach of the year on that team. You know what I mean? I think Pat Croce was executive of the year that year. That team was great. They just ran against Kobe and Shaq in their prime. That's it. And I tell you, you know, had you put Embiid up against Shaq back then, Embiid would be dead right now.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
writing
I'm
up
sure.
His obituary. Yeah. You seen the abuse that Mutombo took against Shaq, man. Like, come on, you guys don't put enough respect on the Sixers, that 0-1 team, man. They embodied Philadelphia. Embodied them.
Yeah, but they're not better than this
team. Yeah, we love it. It's a lovable team. Honestly, Chuck, you know, Bubba Chuck is a great player. He there's no shortage of Allen Iverson fans in this town. But that team, because of the run they had that year, they stick out, and they are celebrated. Like, I don't know how much more they can be celebrated and respected.
Yeah, they. I would argue that they and the
It was a 1 year thing.
They and the 93 Phillies may be over. I'm not saying I don't love those teams.
Sure,
but might be over celebrated for teams that didn't win championships.
Yep.
When the 04 team is looked at as a disappointment.
Exactly.
Whereas the 93 Phillies and the 01 Sixers are looked at as like glory or whatever.
Well, the city of Philadelphia don't have too many rings to show for anyway. You know what I mean? So we got teams that almost made it. And if you go by teams that almost made it, I think they're high up there. I mean, like I said, Shaq and Kobe was just a force to be reckoned with. You know, particularly Shaq was dominant.
So Andy and Mahomes are a force to be reckoned with, are they not?
So are you telling me, Chuck, are you telling me you don't believe if they win this Super Bowl win, if they win this Super Bowl, you wouldn't have them above the 2001 team?
Absolutely, I would. I mean, this would be the greatest team ever.
Well, that's the question. That's the question, Chuck. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah. If they win, of course, they're going to go down as the greatest team to ever step foot in Philadelphia. That's just hands down. I'm talking about teams that didn't win a championship. And that 0-2 team that you guys, that 2002 Eagles team is underrated.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I agree.
If that team would have beat Tampa Bay, they would have smoked the Rich.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
John Ritchie would be smoked.
I agree. That was our best chance for a ring right there. I agree.
Right there. I'm telling you, I don't know what happened. Maybe they had a brain fart at home against Tampa Bay, but that team don't get enough credit, man. But I just want to say this real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Dan Orlovsky, right? And he said this team is the closest team to the Legion of Boom that he's ever seen. And that's no disrespect to the Legion of Boom.
Mm.
Now, you remember what happened when the Legion of Boom finally stepped foot on that field in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know, the early stages. Like, the early stages of the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, the first time they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
The very first time.
All right.
I think they smoked Denver, right? Was it Denver?
Yep.
They smoked Denver, yeah. I'm telling you, if we play our A game on Fairway 9th, we're going to win by 3 touchdowns. If we don't win by 2 or 3 touchdowns, we're not winning at all. I hate to tell people that. They're not going to let Patrick Mahomes lose a close game. That's just it. But I'm telling you, we're going to smoke this team.
All right, Chuck.
And I just believe that in my heart.
All right.
Okay. I like it.
There he is, Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck just coming up and setting up his own question.
Yeah.
Teams that didn't win championships.
Sure.
That's twice this week. He's made his own argument. And
yeah.
He's arguing against no one.
Yes.
He couldn't. Yes. It's different.
If you want to put the best teams to not win a championship, sure, you can argue.
That wasn't the question. Yeah, yes.
The little engine that could. I know.
If we put out a Twitter poll, actually, Jack put out this Twitter poll. If you put out 93 Phillies, 01 Sixers, 04 Eagles, 2010 Phillies?
Yeah.
Which is the best team in Philadelphia to not win a championship?
Or the 2011 Phillies.
Yes. Which is the best team to not win a championship? People, I think, would vote for the 01 Sixers.
The best team to not win it?
Yes.
I would vote for the
04 Eagles.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Put the poll out.
I think it'd go 04 Eagles, 11 Phillies, 01 Sixers, 93 Phillies.
There's way the 11 Phillies are getting voted over the 01 Sixers. There's no way.
That's a good, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I still think there's a small spot in a lot of fans' heart for the 04 Eagles.
I agree.
There's still a fondness there.
So I do agree with you mostly, but I put up a different Twitter poll after the original Twitter poll.
Oh, God.
Who would win, this team or the 04 team?
Oh, last I saw it was at 91% this team.
93% last time I checked.
That's different. That's a different question. I wouldn't expect anything different. 93%, man, that's pretty bad.
Well, that's disrespectful. Yeah,
that's totally disrespectful.
Speaking of disrespectful, there's no forecast needed for this weekend, but Tornado Shapiro is going to give us our game day forecast anyway.
Yay!
That is coming up next, along with your calls, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And maybe I'm too good for you. Do you believe in life after love? It's a WIP afternoon show. I really don't think I could just listen to the song all day.
It really is a bop, man.
It is. It
goes away for a while, then it comes back.
Yep.
Oh, you get excited. God. I need this in the Phillies playlist next year.
Oh, absolutely.
It sounds like this would be something on the Phillies playlist.
This could be the song of next October. Might save the team.
They just need some country dork to redo it so those weirdos on the Phillies can put it in their playlist.
Now they're weirdos. Oh, I didn't know that Callum Scott was a country guy, given that he's from Britain.
Oh, is he? Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't even know who
they
that guy is.
They stole that from the Red Sox anyway.
Okay. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm still smarting from the Buzz not having a trash bag thing. It's going to bother me.
Why don't you lock back in?
I'm locked in because it's 3 o'clock and there's no football game this weekend. But for some stupid reason, Tornado Shapiro is back. There's no game, Tornado.
You better believe it. Lock in. It's the Super Bowl, friend. We need 2 whole weeks to prep for the big one. It's Tornado Shapiro saying, music play.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Tell you, man, I've done given more Super Bowl forecasts than I can count. I remember the first time the Eagles played in the Super Bowl in New Orleans, 1981. Dick Vermeil put all the meteorologists on a curfew. It was myself, Herb Clark, Tom Lemaine, Pete Cherokee, locked in a hotel room playing Yahtzee with a weather gal, a Cajun weather gal by the name of Christy the Crescent Moon. You'll want to take a look at her bad moon rising. Come on. We're in there at the hotel. All of a sudden, Chuck Bednarik bursts into our room, starts trying to make time with the crescent moon by showing off his crooked fingers. Pete had his face in a bowl full of spicy shrimp, took a glance over at Chuck's crinkly finger, and got the idea for his world-famous crinkle-cut crab fries.
Wow.
You don't want to know how he got the idea for the cheese sauce.
Oh, that's just stop it. God. People got to eat that stuff.
Well, a double dip, that's a nice crinkle fry.
All right, keep going.
That's Charles's pinky.
Okay.
Bill Parcells with the first Gatorade shower, but it was after Super Bowl XXLV in Tampa. It was me who invented the Gatorade bath earlier that week in the hot tub. Sure enough, it was me, Whitney Houston, Jane Robolo, B. Arthur, Ike Reese, and Don Ho.
Whoa! What a group!
Filled up that hot tub with phosphorescent hot red Gatorade and pretended we were in a volcano. We had quite a few eruptions that night and lots of tiny bubbles from Mr. Ho.
Okay. All right.
And in the 90s, the Buffalo Bills struggled. I thought I was left out in the cold, but I stumbled upon a nippy weather gal from Buffalo, Frosty Frances Finkelstein. I met her 4 years in a row. The only difference, I was victorious. 4 straight years. I never missed. Split the uprights every time, Frances.
Okay.
Frosty Frances, she used the Scott Norwood birth control method. Encouraging all suitors to fire wide right.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Sure enough, it worked. First 2 tries failed because she had a bad hold. Third time we turned around, we went for 2. Yes, Another conversion for Tornado Shapiro.
None of these are forecasts.
Well, at Super Bowl X1, they carried John Madden off the field only because the Raiders watched me and Ike Reese carry Big Maud out of an after-hours club on Sunset the night before. Ike was a terrible, bad wingman that night. Big Maud had a strange resemblance to Lyle Alzito, but she had longer sideburns and a worse temperament. That was the same year we had an intern from the Georgia State Mental Institute, smoking hot meteorology student by the name of Luana the Looney. Well, we let her out of her straitjacket that night. She went hog wild. I used to call her the 72 Dolphins because she went 17-0 that night. Come on.
I don't even know what that means. Okay, are you done yet?
Robert Kraft started the new tradition of the pregame washy-washy. That was before the AFC Championship, not the Super Bowl. Closest thing I ever had to that, Tornado took a frisky weather gal through a car wash at Super Bowl LLXIV. I was simonized, compromised, and breathalyzed, all for under $16.
That's a good deal. Do you have a forecast?
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bi-week forecast. We're bilingual, bi-coastal, bi-curious, just like a Chrissy. You know, this thing could go either way. Probably start off cold, then warm up as the day progresses. Maybe you leave in a little sunshine to put a smile on your mate. Hello. That gives you a 50-50 shot. Don't say I never gave you anything. How about you give me a little music for a change?
Absolutely not. No. That was the whole thing was out of bounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That went on longer than I thought it was going to go on.
So it's you, Whitney Houston, Jane Robillo, B. Arthur, and Don Ho.
Yep.
Can he update these references?
He's an older guy.
He is. What was the first three names of when he was in New York? I had no idea who he was talking about.
So those, you mean Herb Clark and Tom LeMayne?
Yeah,
who are those?
So Tom LeMayne, that's disrespectful. Tom LeMayne, legendary weather guy, also was the Sixers public address announcer when Matt Cord didn't do it for those few years in between. Herb Clark, also a Philly news guy.
Yeah, I didn't know who Herb Clark was.
Yeah. And Pete Scirocco was
there. Well, I know who Pete is.
Yep.
We found out how he got the idea for the cheese sauce.
So, I have an update on the card.
Yes, what happened?
This better not be a bad update, dude.
So, it has nothing to do with it being wet.
Okay.
They did misspell kindness.
Oh, my God.
No.
It says kindness.
Wait a minute.
We're so stupid.
It's so funny, dude. On the inside of the card,
we are stupid, man.
There's no kindness. It's kindness.
Dude.
Kindness.
Dude. Ava came up to us.
I didn't even notice it either.
Ava came up to us in the hub, and she was like, didn't Tucker do an amazing job?
Right.
No. The answer is no. Tucker did not do an amazing job. We're morons.
I think it adds to some charm.
There's no charm to misspell. Well, for you.
It's funny. Joe Shane might take the card now.
Kindness. Yeah, he's going to read that and be like, what?
It's classic Philadelphia.
Yep. That's going good. Fits right in with the mayor and everything else. Yep, just fits right on in with us.
Oh, my God.
School system is failing us.
Yeah, oh boy, isn't it?
We are getting sloppy around this station.
Yes.
Yep.
Unbelievable. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. I can't believe we spelled, there's six words on the whole thing.
They spelled it wrong.
That Morgan sign came in and told me, and then I looked at it again. And I was like, are you kidding me? They didn't spell kindness right?
So spelled a word wrong, no trash bag. Let's see how else we can screw it up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. I have been proven very wrong on this Twitter poll. Which of these teams were the best to not win a championship? The 0-1 Sixers, 0-4 Eagles, 93 Phillies, or the 2011 Phillies? The 11 Phillies leading by a huge margin.
Ooh, the 11 Phillies.
That's pretty ridiculous.
50, over the 0-4 Eagles?
Yes. So 51.6 for the 11 Phillies, 30.9 for the 0-4 Eagles, 9.1 for the 0-1 Sixers, and 8.5 for the 93 Phillies. Now, I think the 93 Phillies is skewed a little bit because I think the Twitter audience is generally younger and people didn't see that team as much.
Sure.
But
And they're branded as like a bunch of misfits.
Yeah, but they won a lot of games.
I know.
They were really good.
I know. I'm just saying that they're branded as not like there weren't great players on that team.
I'm just shocked the 11 Phillies have that big a lead over the 04 Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's wrong.
I think it's wrong too.
Yeah. I think the 04 Eagles are the best.
Yeah, I think so too.
Wow. How about that? Look, but you happy though? You're happy in here the Phillies winning a poll.
Well, I think I'm going to have to update the fans on how that team really was.
Don't go trying to poke holes in the roster.
Well, the offense on that team was a struggle.
they couldn't hit.
But here's the thing. It's hard for you to sell they weren't that good when they won the most games in franchise history.
I'm aware.
Was it 102? How many?
Yeah, I understand the hitting wasn't up to par, but compared to the other teams through that run.
Yeah, they were really good. It's just I think it was more that pitching staff propped everything else up.
Sure.
They dealt with a lot in, I don't know.
They were led by the pitching staff.
They were.
Yeah.
Also, they lost like 10 straight games after they clinched the division at the end.
Well, now I remember that now, yeah.
It was panic in the city.
Yeah, I remember that.
We will get back. Oh, no, look who's on. We might get an update on the most interesting call we got this week coming up right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. This is interesting, too, of course. Brand new Colonial Hyundai dealership. It is beautiful. They do everything faster, easier, better at Colonial. But John Ashdell, the car czar, the team at Colonial, have been working hard for a long time to make sure they put together a dealership that is going to make everything, buying, leasing, servicing, even faster, even easier, even better, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade right now at Colonial. The most for your trade that anybody's going to give you, guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. They have every car that you need, over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. You want a Palisade, got it. Kona, got it. Santa Fe, got it. Right now, for a limited time, you can drive away in a Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every brand new Hyundai is good. You're going to drive away with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance, and a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Truck Horn Jerry, you're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Blow the whistle. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Jerry the Kid?
I got a semi-update, I guess, from the other day.
So if you didn't hear the call, the last we heard from Chuck Horn Jerry, it was a very revealing call in that he had just gone on a date with a girl he's been talking on Facebook to for about 5 years. She was a Bears fan. He's an Eagles fan. The date didn't go that well because he kept talking about the Eagles. But then he went home where his ex-wife lives, where she moved back in 2022. He calls her hun, and he told her about the date. And then made some weird sort of analogy about a squirrel, bird feeder and a squirrel. Yeah. So where are we, Jerry?
Well, I get a phone call about 5 minutes after that, and she doesn't listen to the show, and for some reason she listened to the show, that particular call.
Uh-oh.
So, I kind of had the handcuffs put on me.
Well, it sounded like you had the handcuffs put on you before that.
Well, yeah, but they got just a little tighter. You know, when a cop just kind of hits them a little more, straighten you up.
I do not, but I can I can guess.
Yeah, that's what happens. They just get you a little bit tighter. Than
but you're not married. You're not married to her.
Yeah. Like, why'd you let her move back in? No offense, but like, why did she move back in?
Because we are best of friends, and she's a great woman.
Okay.
Why'd you stay married then?
He's talking to her through the radio right now.
She's
the most beautiful, smartest.
She's lovely. Like, she does a lot. Mm-hmm. I like to say she does a lot for our family, and we do a lot for each other. So,
okay. So was it issue then, Jer? Was that?
Sounds like you're still married.
Well, I can say I might have been part of the issue. Yeah, I guess you can say that. I'm trying to get her to call in to tell her side, but I gave her number.
Wow.
I don't know if she will. I'll probably get a phone call after this because she's probably listening right now.
Well, what's her name?
I'm not telling you that.
Well, how do we know if she's going to call in or not?
Hun.
You'll know.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay. Right.
You'll know. I already gave her the update. She knows.
Well, you shared this with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well,
and who knows? Guess what, Jerry? This may get y'all back together. How long have you guys been divorced?
Since 2017.
Oh.
Yeah. Since the last time we won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah, this is a good sign, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, but, you know, I don't know if the squirrel's going to even get any farther than he's at. But
nah, it sounds like the squirrel ate his last nut.
Yeah, it sounds like squirrel's back in its hole. Yep.
Whoa. I think I might be...
Starting getting a little hairy here.
Whoa.
I think I should ride with Ike and Tornado and...
Whitney and
Don Ho.
Yeah, Whitney.
Yeah, and Don Ho. I think I should get in that boat.
Yeah.
I have, you know, but
all right,
I love her still. She knows that. We're great people. We do good for our kids. We do great.
I think you guys should get married again.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to do that, but hey, I don't hold the cards in that, so, you know.
Oh, I feel
Maybe she can explain the rest of it to you if she calls in. Wow. She has the numbers. I told her to call in and let her air her grievances with me. So
okay.
But we are great together. So it sounds strange, but
divorced.
We are great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But it's so.
All right.
Two lovebirds.
I'm gonna shout out to my boy King Gilly. Just coming on. I love that man. He's cool as hell. And go Birds, baby. Go Birds. Here we go.
There we go. Jerry the Kid. Gilly joining us in about 15 minutes. That'll be exciting.
Feels like Jerry wants to get back together.
Oh, badly.
I think that's obvious. Yeah.
And
I don't know anything about the situation, aside from what Jerry told me.
Yeah.
He does seem like he's a catch, you know what I mean?
But doesn't it sound like she might be taking advantage of the fact that he wants to get back together?
Without question.
She's living rent-free in the house. I don't know anything about it. But I'm just saying, every once in a while, when the guy wants it more than the girl does, or other way around,
sure.
They can sort of lead them on, you know, get what they want, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and this could be the answer, because he kind of hinted at this. He's probably the reason why they got to this position.
I'm sure he's probably beeping the horn all the time.
Yeah, he's screwed up somewhere, and,
yep.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're pulling for you, Jerry.
Yeah. And hon.
And hon.
Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, you?
Hey, Big I, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. I did that.
Yeah, so quick.
What up, Yoshi?
I did that. I've been practicing, yo. I had the guys. I had somebody at work act like Spike. I've been practicing. I got that off. I'm winning. I feel good about that. And Jerry over there sounded like a married man in trouble to me.
Yes.
I mean, he sounds like I might sound like once a month. He over there sounding bitter. And y'all asking the wrong question. I want to know if he in the house making whoopee, doing the nasty.
Don't sound like it.
No, he's definitely not.
Don't sound like it.
Yeah, he said something about a bird feeder and a squirrel and all that kind of stuff. And it led us to know that, that nothing's happening there.
Man, ain't no way. I ain't going to sit there and slip in that bedroom one night and whisper in her ear, what's up? Like, come on. You my ex-wife? We ain't done all this stuff, and now we living together? I'm creeping upstairs, boy. What's name? I'm ovulating. How about that? I'm ovulating.
It's called a big dose of D.
That is the first time we've heard I'm ovulating on this show since I've been here.
I'm going to change the game. I'm going up them steps. Like, hey, you see them bangle stripes on my arms? I'm going up them steps just like a tiger in the day on tropical. What's name? I'm going up them steps, boy.
We begin. You're going up the steps. We got it.
All right. Look, man. Yeah, man. We win this Super Bowl hands down. I think this is the best team. We brought last year into this year. Turnover suspect defense. Nick's antics. 2-2 at the bye week. Came out of it.
2-2 at the bye week.
What was 2-2 at the bye week?
Yeah.
Well, why you repeat it then?
I just had to hear it myself. That's all. I had to hear it again.
Man, I don't know, man. I reason why you be trying to catch me up, man. You want me to say E-A-G-L-E-S wrong so bad that you making us start that. Like, come on.
I think you're nervous. I just think you're nervous. I didn't say anything.
Why I'm nervous? Ain't no stage right over here, boy. I don't need no float girl or nothing. I'm ready.
What is wrong?
Hey, man, we came out that bye week. We kept winning. We nipped the adversity in the bed. I mean, we ain't even supposed to be here. You like these teams, they act like they want to be in the race. We've been winning that race, hitting that Nas button, whether what's the name is the photo finish or winning by a quarter mile. We got a 2,000-yard rusher, all-around weapons, best defense in the league. Fear factors on both sides of the daggone field for the, on the ball for the opposing team. I mean, this team tapped into their inner excellence. They trained their mind for extraordinary performance, and they're about to live their best life. Super Bowl, baby. This team win that Super Bowl. This is the best team in Philadelphia history, in my opinion. Ain't that right, Jack Fritz?
Yes.
That's right. I had to throw him in there. I'm always talking about Spike and Ike Reese, but I gotta give my little boy over there. Some
that's
love
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey man. Hey man. I love y'all. I hope y'all have a blessed, safe trip. What's name down in New Orleans? What's name? And we gonna pop off down there next week. And I see y'all next Friday. Talk to you on Monday. Love y'all, cats. Bye, gang, baby.
All right, Yosh. Also, we've been talking about the Joe Shane card for 2 weeks now.
So you're still hung up on this?
Yeah. Well, the misspelling and the trash bag.
I did get one video of Buzz.
Oh yeah.
In the wild.
Was it weird?
No, he looked fine. He looked like Buzz.
Okay.
It's just he got rejected pretty quick by this guy, and Buzz like,
oh,
all right.
Oh really?
I'll show you the break.
Okay. All right. And are they? Do we know if they're headed over to Chicky's yet, or
is I'll he check still? Again.
Okay. Maybe get an update after.
Last one I saw, they're at Reading.
Right, Terminal Market, yes. Getting signatures. Okay. Gilly Kidd joining us next. You know, that'll be exciting. There's a Gilly the Kid collectible sports card now.
How about that?
Yeah, yes. It's on fire.
Oh, dude. I want us to have a collectible sports card.
Yep. One of these days.
Got to have a hit song.
Keep
first.
Working hard. Yep.
Got to have a hit song.
Or like go viral.
Go viral.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
that's
we're
trying.
We're going to go viral with that ridiculous card now.
By the way, both cards are spelled wrong.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Kindness.
It's a different. Is that a word? Can we Google it? Maybe it is a word. It's probably not a word. Gilly the Kid joining us next is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.